Tonight, I really had thought that we were going to make it all the way through chapter 35, but we're not going to do that because I decided to stop, big shock, at a place that is really going to transition into the story of Joseph and Benjamin. Now, it's really weird because when we get next week to the end of chapter 35 and we take a look at chapter 36, I want to just give you a little forewarning. I don't think you want to miss next week if you like some of the weird stuff that we come across, because next week we're going to come across a lot of weird stuff. Because even I was sort of reading ahead in some of the commentaries, and even the sages, when it gets to this lineage of Esau, they preface everything with, this is the weirdest chapter in all the Bible. Okay, that's what they say about Genesis chapter 36. So I'm just really intrigued, and I can't wait to dive into all the complexities of it. But anyway, just by way of review, last week we were in Genesis chapter 34, and we were reading one of those weird, tragic stories that seems like almost a parenthetical insertion into the life of Jacob. And it is the story of the daughter of Leah being seduced and raped by Shechem. Remember the children of Jacob? They've come back across the Jordan River. They're back in the land of Canaan now, and they are making their way from north to south. And one of the first places they come and stop is a city called Shechem. And there is a young man there who is literally the prince of Shechem. He's named after the city. And he takes a liking to Dinah and basically whisk her away and, for lack of a more gentle term, rapes her. And the response of Jacob's sons is quite amazing. Jacob doesn't do anything at first. He hears about it, but he doesn't do anything because his sons are out in the field. And so rather than putting himself at risk, he waits. The sons come back in. And Simeon and Levi, who are actual brothers of Dinah, when they find out about it, pretty soon Shechem comes and he, with his father, makes this proposal of the two people groups intermarrying. And Simeon and Levi say, well, that would be an abomination to us unless all of your men are circumcised. And so Shechem, being the prince of this place, convinces everybody in the city, all the men in the city, to do this. And then once they are incapacitated, they go through the city and they kill all of the men. They plunder the city and they walk off with a lot of its, all of its plunder and stuff.